This is KERA News. The Dallas City Council today took up several controversial proposals over what to do with the city's Confederate memorials. The council approved some measures and delayed others.
It is not hyperbole to suggest that today's vote is one of the most important ever to be taken in this space.
Taking away a statue is not going to take away what history has given us.
We have a rogue council that disrespects the wishes of a majority of Dallas residents.
For the first hour, the city council heard public comments from 49 speakers. Some didn't even live in the city. Many spoke against taking down the Confederate War Memorial at Pioneer Park Cemetery and wanted the Robert E. Lee statue returned to Oaklawn Park. City council members quickly passed measures adding historical context to Confederate art at Fair Park. Also, they approved a memorial of the 1910 lynching of Allen Brooks, and they decided not to change streets named after Confederate leaders. But when it got down to the downtown Confederate War Memorial and the base of the Lee statue that's still at Oaklawn Park, Councilmember Tanel Atkins proposed deferring a vote.
I think we need time for the city manager to lead and review a proposal for ideas that we have not yet considered. Potential enhancement and improvement of Pioneer Cemetery.
Atkins also said the matter would have to go to the Landmark Commission. But Councilmember Scott Griggs and others pushed back against delaying a vote.
There's probably not been an issue that's been more debated, received more public scrutiny in some time here at the City Council. And there's been never been one that's probably seen so many ways to delay it and come back and revisit it.
Councilmember Lee Kleinman pointed out Dallas doesn't have a history of honoring war veterans or U.S. presidents and said the Confederate monuments should not be the exception.
Where is the statue of MacArthur? Where is the statue of Patton? Where is the statue of our revolutionary heroes? Where is the statue of Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln? We just don't do that very much in this city.
The council ultimately voted 9-6 to defer a vote on the Confederate War Memorial and the Lee statue base until the city manager reviews and presents alternatives. The council also voted against selling the Lee statue at an art auction. Christina Martinez, KERA News.